All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. Thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, I offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. Lord, I magnify your name today because, God, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, compassion. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. And Lord, we shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For you are the Lord God Almighty. You are the Lord God of Israel who dwells between the cherubim. You rule and reign in majesty. And Lord, we glorify and we magnify your name today, Lord, because Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you for setting your people free. I thank you for binding the strong man of oppression and depression and anxiety in the name of Yeshua. And I release joy. I release strength. Send a refreshing to your people, O God. Your people who are struggling that need revival in their personal life. Send a refreshing. May the wind of the Holy Spirit blow through their home and their workplace and their automobiles. And may they have a fresh encounter with you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that their hearts will be open to receive all that you have to give them, that you will speak clearly to them, that you will lead them, guide them, give them wisdom, give them instruction, open doors for new opportunities in the name of Yeshua, that every permission, every need will be met according to your riches and glory in your word, Lord God. God, I ask that you do it. God, I ask that you fix it in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, let your name be magnified. Bind the strong man of perversion and deception and witchcraft over this region in the name of Yeshua. Bind the spirit of lawlessness and rebellion, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask that you release your roaring angels to go forth and do battle. Push back the forces of darkness over this area. Let the glory of the Lord would shine bright and your people would have a refreshing. They would experience revival. They would experience healing. They would experience deliverance in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for doing it. Father God, those that need the financial miracle, Lord, let the money hit their bank account. This week, Lord, let the money come. Those that need a home, God bless them with their beautiful homes in the name of Yeshua. God, those that need healing in their bodies, need miracles, God grant the healing in the name of Yeshua. Let the miracles manifest in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, let your name be magnified among the heathen. Send forth revival, send provision, send healing, send deliverance. In your mighty name, send spiritual understanding. I bind the spirit of mind control that blinds people's minds from hearing and receiving the gospel in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I pray that you will release an anointing of prayer, supplication, intercession over the body of Christ. Let us begin to pray as we've never prayed before, Heavenly Father. And God, I thank you for doing it in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. What a blessing to be here with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we are grateful. We are thankful for all that God has done. I'm thankful for being here. It's a blessing that I'm here. I'm on the air. Amen. I'm getting better. To God be the glory. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. Not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I pray, get on your knees, pray and seek the faith of God and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you and say it is so. Saints, we are living in the last days. We are living in perilous time. Yeshua's return is imminent. I can't say it enough, my God, as we look and see. I've read in Timothy and I've read all the Bible prophecies and everything that's going on. And the apostasy is taking place. Falling away is taking place. Evil is increasing all throughout the land over the world. The stage has been set for the Yeshua to return, and we have a role to play as people in the body of Christ. That we get in a place as we are praying, as we're seeking the face of God, we are allowing God to speak to us and to show us which way to go and what we need to be doing in this hour, Lord. How can I be a soul winner, Lord? How can I serve you in this season, Lord God? I want to be a yielded vessel that you can use for your glory and your honor in the mighty name of Yeshua. I want to be a person that when it's all said and done, I will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You know, saints, we got to pray. We got to press. And I, when I get on my little soapbox, I guess it's because what God allows me to see from a spiritual perspective, and I see what the enemy is doing and how many people in the body of Christ don't have a clue. They've not been equipped. Preachers, we've done a terrible job of equipping the saints how to wage warfare. You know, there's a small, minute group in the body of Christ that understands spiritual warfare, that understands how to engage the enemy. When you are born again, you are enlisted in the army of God. You come out of the enemy's camp and you come on God's side. And as you mature in Christ and you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness, that's who the enemy is going to come after. He's going to try to make your life a living hell. The closer you get to God, the more the warfare comes. Now, Jesus has said, we're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. Not that we're going to go through the tribulation period, but that we would have trials and tribulations and things would happen. But he said, be of good cheer, be of peace. I've overcome the world. I give you my peace. And you say, how in the world can somebody have peace when all hell is breaking out around me? Well, see, when you have built and cultivated a relationship with Father God through the power of the Holy Spirit, there a peace comes and you're able to stand in the midst of the trials and tribulations. And when you're waiting for God to move, you can have peace in the midst of the storm because he promises to be with you in the storm and in the fire. We were in Job last week. Go there, Job chapter 1. And as we were talking about the life of Job, we see that as Job, there was a spiritual challenge that took place. And Job had no idea that he was a target for the enemy. And when we look at Job chapter 1, we saw that Job lost everything, and we saw that Satan had his eye on Job for a long time. He had identified Job, and God was reading his mail when he asked him, where you're coming from, what you've been doing. God already knew. God already knew that he had his eyes on Job, and he had a dossier on Job, and when God gave him permission, he went after and attacked everything that was precious to Job. And the final thing was, he killed his children. Satan did. Which devastated Job. But yet, Job bowed down and worshiped. Go with me to Job chapter 1. And I'll pick up verse 13. And there was a day when the sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain thy servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came, I'm in Job 1:16. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and thy servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain thy servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there was a great wind from the wilderness, and it smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only alone escaped to tell thee. Then Job arose and went in his mantle and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Oh my God, he lost everything. And he didn't curse God. I had to preach a young man's funeral years ago. It's about 10 years ago. Young man murdered, and the Lord gave me in the eulogy was don't blame God, because the enemy has tricked us, deceived us, that when we experience a tragedy and hardship, we get angry and we get mad at God. And I think one of the flip side of that is, how could God allow this to happen? Oh God, where are you? Why didn't you stop this? And people get angry at God, and they stop going to church and stop supporting churches, and they get just hard towards God when Satan was the author of it. May have been a spiritual attack. May have been a generational curse also. There are so many elements that we don't consider. But in our human emotions, we get caught up and we get angry at God. And we say, God, if you were God, you would not have allowed this to happen. You see, when something happens in my life and the enemy comes at me, I say, okay, God, you allowed it. So what am I learning from this? I don't get angry and curse God when I had this stroke that impacted my speech and messed me up a little bit emotionally. And it messed me up because, saints, I couldn't pray in the spirit. I couldn't say my children's names, couldn't say my name. And I was trying to read and couldn't read my declarations and different things, so it was a struggle for me. But I continued to press my way in because I said, God, I know you're there, Lord. And Lord, I'm still going to serve you. I'm not going to stop preaching and teaching. And those of you that followed me with this journey, you know, my son covered for me for a couple of broadcasts, but then I got right back on with my slurred speech and everything else. And said, Lord, I'm not going to let the devil stop me from bringing your word and preaching your word, because this is what you commissioned me to do. And I continue to move forward. You see, the enemy will bring hardship into your life, and his objective is to break your relationship with God. He wants you to get mad and curse God. He wants to break that fellowship. He wants to weigh you down so heavy that you say, God, I give up. I'm not serving you no more. And we can't do that. Never give up. We have to press. We have to keep fighting. And we have to know that God is the one who sits on the throne. In Job chapter 2, again, there was, in verse 1 says, Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. You see, we see the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, sitting on the throne. Satan, Lucifer, Hillel, has to come and give an account of his activities. Get this in your mind. God is the one who's on the throne. Yes, Satan is the god of this world, but he's not the god of the universe. Oh my God. And the Lord said to Satan, From where are you coming from? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and hates evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou move me against him to destroy him without cause. So once again, God knew that still Satan was angry and upset that Job did not fall for the okey-doke. He was upset that Job still was going to be a worshiper of God. And when he comes at you and he attacks you and he makes your life, he attacks your finances, your health, your family relationships and things like that, and you still say, I'm still going to give God the praise. I'm still going to read my Bible. I'm still going to testify of God's goodness and his mercy and his grace. The enemy gets angry. And here this was a spiritual chess match. God had already had Satan in check. Because he knew who Satan was looking at. You see, nothing takes God by surprise, saints. He knows all the different attacks and challenges and the things that the enemy is going to do against his people. And God already has an out for us. We just have to get to the place where we can hear him and stand fast with God and trust him that he will bring us out. Amen. And he says, God says he has integrity. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath he will give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. He said, take away his health. God, how well I know this. Take away his health. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he's in your hand, but you can't kill him. Saints, when God sets a boundary, when God, Satan himself cannot cross it. The ruler of this world can't cross it. That's power. That's authority. And as we look at this, so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and he smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. So here he attacks his health, made him miserable. But Satan had another. Satan's wicked. He says, then said his wife unto him, the closest thing to his heart. That's why you got to be careful who you're with in your relationships. Because they can hurt you. Family members. Friends. His wife. Do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. So we can see that the very thing that God said, that Job had integrity. And Satan said, if you take away his health, he going to curse you. Here, so Satan got into his wife, his rib. Cursed God and died. The man was already suffering with his health. She said, just give up and die. What kind of helpmate is that? This is emotional warfare. You still trying to hold on to your integrity? You still trying to believe that God is still God? Look at all of what has happened. So you can tell she was bitter. She had lost her children. They had lost their wealth, living in poverty. She's just gone, just give up and die. You see, the enemy tries to weigh you down to where you get into a place of despair, to where you just want to give up. You just want to die. And that is not what you want, saints. You got to be strong. You got to keep pressing. You got to stand. You got to fight. And let you know, no devil, I'm not giving up. No devil, I'm not going to just lay down and die. Because I serve the one and true and living God. He is my source. But he said unto her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Job refused to compromise. Job said, nope, I want to still serve God. I'm still going to worship God. Why? Because God was his redeemer. And you know what? Job didn't have no Bible. Job didn't have no Bible school. Job didn't know nothing about the Holy Spirit of God. But he knew that there was a God. And so when we know what God's words declares, we should have faith that when we are going through the trials and tribulations and we're having the hardships, that God is able to bring us out. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. That's why as we cultivate the relationship with the Lord, go with me to John chapter 15. As we cultivate that relationship with the Lord, God promises to be with us. And it's all about relationship. I tell people, study the Gospel of John, and you will see the heart, the Father heart of God, and the relationships that we have and that we call to have and walk with him according to his promise. And in John chapter 15, he says, verse 1, I am the vine, the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Stay connected, nor can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, dwelleth, lives, stay there, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John 15 and 7, highlight this in your Bible, saints. If you abide in me, dwell, live there, and my words abide in you, the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. As I stated earlier in other broadcasts, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. He says, this is the key, abiding in me. And as you are abiding in me, you can ask for what you will. It shall be done. You can call out to me in a time of trouble. I will heal you. I will deliver you. I will set you free. We get to that place of where we are in a relation with Father God, that God says in a time of trouble, Lord, I need you to help. We can come before the throne of grace and say, God, I need help. Why? Because you're in a relationship with Father God. You have accepted his son. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. And God promises to be with you in the trials. He promises to bring you through it, bring you out. And when he does, he will pour out blessings and favor upon you, that you might know that he loves you and that God is with you. Because when Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, he redeemed us and broke the power of sin. Saints, we can't finish. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Know if you do so, you will be blessed. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, is Lord. His return is imminent. I love you and pray for your family members. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.